This is an iHeart podcast.
Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show here on a Monday. Remember, you can email me your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're going to get to this FEMA stuff for DeSantis and Florida, and this, they understand power better than we do. They're terrible people, the communists, but they do understand power better than we do. I want to get to some emails and stuff like that first. Because there's a couple ugly, like, disheartening things, and I'm going to avoid them. Look, everyone knows you avoid your problems as long as possible. That's how adults do it. Jesse, I was messing around on my iPhone settings under battery, and something caught my eye. There's an option to use clean charging, and it says, quote, in your region, the iPhone will reduce your carbon footprint by selectively charging when lower carbon emission electricity is available. This raised my eyebrow. I wanted to hear your take about this. Thanks for everything you do. His name's Parker. Well, this actually goes back to what I was saying earlier when I was talking about the New York Times. I was talking about the if you win the Pulitzer, it means you're the biggest liar, probably. I was talking about how Yale's having Dr. Fauci in. What's happened is, the deepest lies, they're being ingrained, they're being woven into part of the culture, and that's part of the huge challenge we face, is the lies are all ingrained in the culture. It's everywhere. It's inescapable somewhat, and it makes it very, very frustrating. Look, you want to hear something cool? Maybe you won't think this is cool, but I think this is cool. You know, I'm a history geek. So I look back at different periods of time in history, and I can't help but do this. I just do this naturally. I wonder what it would feel like to be in that period of time, whether it be a great period of time or a horrible period of time. I was reading a little something the other day on the Black Death, the Black Plague. You know, like, but basically half of Europe died from disease. And you read these horrible stories about churches just became burial grounds. And there wasn't even the resources to bury everyone. They would just dig big holes and just start chucking people in there. And it's not like I want to go there. I don't want to experience that. But think about what that would be like if you were there in that time, and if you're one of the people who lived, what would it be like to have half the people in your life die over the period of a few years? How crazy. That would feel like the end of the world, right? If you had any kind of religious belief at all, you would think this is obviously the end days. Think about right now, half the people you work with, gone. Half your family, gone. Half your friends, gone. And sometimes it didn't even work out that way. It would get in a home, it'd be whole families, gone. What's that like? And I think about what it would be like in the great times, too. I like to put myself back in the wonderful times. What if, you know, the ancient Egyptian pharaohs who were considered to be living gods, and you're walking around and you have hot Egyptian chicks waving palms on you when you're hot. What, Chris? I've seen the movies. Anyway, but that's your life. You do whatever you want whenever you want. What would that be like? It'd be weird. It'd be wild. It'd be cool. I mean, you don't know. You, as it stands right now, you are living in a late stage republic, where kind of everything got corrupted and rotted. And it's, so you're having to witness this now. The wife was telling me yesterday, I wasn't there, but she took the boys out for pizza. They'd had practice. I was still out of town for the Tim Pool thing. I was still out of town, but they had to take the boys for pizza. And there was what looked like a woman there in a t-shirt at the pizza place, in a t-shirt and shorts, short jean shorts. So surprise, surprise, my sons noticed, but they also noticed something else. Her legs were extremely hairy. They look like my legs. They look like a dude's legs, extremely hairy, to which my youngest turned to the wife and said, well, maybe it's a dude. And he was dead serious. And I actually said to her this morning, we were getting ready, and she told me this story, and I said to her, I thought, man, how horrible is it that we live in an era where that's a possibility? How different is their childhood? How different is their world going to be versus the world that I had? And it's not like I'm 81, I'm 41, but I didn't grow up that way. If I ran into a chick at a pizza place with hairy legs, I would just assume she's Italian. I would never think it's a dude, but the world has changed. Now, I realize that's bad, but isn't it kind of cool in a way, in a dark way, that you get to live in a late-stage republic and see what one looks like? You've either heard me talk about or you've read about things like the fall of Rome. You've wondered to yourself, what was that like when you went from being top dog, king of the mountain, to everything's so corrupt on the inside that you can't stop people from picking at the bones on the outside, and you wonder what it's like? Look around you. You're living in it. All right, now I want to bring up something I teased before. So I brought up the crypto guys who were dying. This is something I said way back in February. This is way back in February, February 17th. I realize cryptocurrency is always sold, and maybe it is. I'm not insulting it. I just don't know enough about it as this way to freedom and this way to get around government. And this is me from February. I'm not going to make anything of this either, and I'm really not going to get in the weeds and start doing the thing where you draw lines on a chalkboard and we have people's names and faces up there like we're in some kind of a detective movie. I'm really not doing this at all. But let's just say I'm officially watching, because the crypto market online just blew up. It's crashing badly with all that FTX scandal and whatnot. And now, in 24 hours, we have two high-powered crypto guys who have... I played the wrong sound. That was the wrong sound there at all. That was the sound I played before. Actually, you know what? I take that back. Chris played the wrong sound. Chris, I can't believe you did that, idiot. Anyway, Chris, go ahead, play the right sound now. Totally not me pressing the buttons. One thing I have seen a lot from these hardcore Bitcoin cryptocurrency people, one thing I have seen is this. Oh, it's freedom. Finally, it's freedom. We'll get rid of the government control of it, and government won't be able to control the currency anymore. And okay. Pull up a chair. It's time for a talk with Daddy Jesse. All right? Listen. Governments. You do know what governments do, right? You understand the history of governments? Please, and this is wild. Some of the people who say this stuff are some of the smartest people I know, but no, but you don't understand, Jesse. It's online. It's been, no. You're right. I don't understand Bitcoin, but I don't think you understand. Point to me one time in the history of the world where a nation state would allow vast sums of wealth to be traded back and forth within its borders, and that nation state just chooses to not dip its beak in it at all. Do you think corrupt tyrants like the ones who...
I love the sound of this guy's voice.
Rule this country now? Do you think those people are just going to let you have this online world of money where the government's not involved and they're not ruining it all? And don't take that as an insult on Bitcoin, because I'm sure it's fine. Like I said, a lot of smart people I know is fine. Don't think you're going to be free from government scrutiny. Don't think you're going to be free from government finding a way to ruin it, to tax it, to regulate it. That's what governments do. So that's not an insult of cryptocurrency. Yeah, I just want to say that I called all this stuff that's coming down a long time ago. Now, that reminds me about something. I get a bunch of emails. Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I get a bunch of emails about people asking me investment things. Hey, Jesse, where should I put my money? Jesse, what should I do with my money? Jesse, what should I do? And I need to clarify a couple things for you. One, I am not an investment expert. All right. I am not a finance expert. I'm not. I have to find experts I trust. When it comes to investing things, I have always believed in buying things you can touch and feel because I'm a big nerd and I believe in security. That's why I talk to you about gold and silver. That's why I talk to you about land. That's why I talk to you about real estate. And when you talk about real estate, people will say, well, the bubble's going to burst. Yeah, of course, but the house is always worth something significant, something you can touch. And then when I brought that up before about real estate, people have asked me, well, where do I go? I don't know. I will tell you, though, we have decided as a show moving forward, we're going to try to find a real estate company that shares our values, that we can trust. I don't know if there is one out there. I've never dealt in that world at all. I'm going to try to find one for you. I don't trust that stuff automatically. I'm going to try to find something. Okay, so I have all your emails. Jesse, where do we go with our money? Where do we go? I'm going to try to find something. Okay. I don't have one for you now, I'll tell you. I tell you where to buy gold. You know, call Oxford. As far as real estate goes, I don't know, right? All right. You know where else I invest my money? Shrimp. What, Chris? You're just mad because you people can't eat it. I wish you could see the horrible jealousy on Chris's face whenever I talk about sautéing up some Biloxi shrimp with the Biloxi herbs and spices. And I call them herbs now, Chris, when I talk about a new shipment delivery of shrimp. And then when I get a new big delivery, I offer some to Chris and Michael just to hear Chris say, oh, I can't do that. And then I get to hand Michael some in front of Chris. Oh, sorry, Chris, that's too bad. Anyway, I get it all 10% off, and you can too. BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo code Jesse. Best shrimp you've ever had in your life. American shrimp right out of the Mississippi Gulf. BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo Jesse. I want to be yours, pretty baby. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Got some hate mail. That'll be fun. I'll get to that in a second. And Democrats doing it better than us. They did something terrible, and you're mad about it. But it's how we have to play the game, too. All that and still much more to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. If you missed any part of the show, including Medal of Honor Monday, catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. All right? This email, I was ranting about the vaccine once again last week, the vaccine mandate for the military. This guy says, what the beep is the difference between the COVID vaccine and the 20 other vaccines you Army guys had to take? Why don't you, he actually called us retards, he's a very nice person, why don't you retards ever actually explain this? These idiots are not victims. Retards and idiots, very nice. These idiots are not victims, they're insubordinate, and it's like 2% of the military. Okay. I don't know that I've ever been this offended in my life. Army? Did you just accuse me of having been in the Army? My parents know each other, all right? I served in the elite branch of the United States military. In fact, I wasn't even in the military. I was in the Marines, all right? Army? Are you kidding me? Army? The offense. How dare you, sir? The offense. All right. Now, let's get to this story about Democrats doing something better. FEMA. You see, Florida's had a rough hurricane year, and normally that comes with FEMA funds. They stroke a bunch of money. But FEMA just denied DeSantis emergency funds request to Florida. Now Florida has to foot the bill for it. Okay, and maybe that made you mad. Anyway, here's Heavy D talking about it.
But we're not just going to sit there and take no for an answer. And so we're going to figure out what we can do. So that's what we're doing today. We want to cut through bureaucracy. We want to bring relief to impacted Floridians, regardless of whether FEMA wants to be a part of that. So today I'm announcing Florida will be providing up to $25 million through state funds to purchase building materials and provide those materials to verified nonprofit organizations to restore damaged homes to livable conditions so that Floridians can move back into their own homes.
Okay, one, good for him. Two, if you have heard about this today, what did you hear? You heard people on the right ranting and raving about Democrats playing politics, Democrats being meanie McMean faces, because everyone knows why FEMA denied this. It was just the garbage, flimsy excuse why FEMA denied this. All that stuff's true, right? It is unfair. It is wrong. At least they play the game. At least they play to intend to win. You know what the Republican Party would do? You know what the GOP would do? If they had the presidency, if they had any control of FEMA, and this happened to a Democrat state, they would give more to the Democrat state just to show, look how more reasonable we are than they are, guys. Hey, look how nice we are. Are you impressed by our niceness and fairness, guys? That's the Republican Party. That's the low-T GOP. That's the GOP that all need to be put on a male vitality stack from Chalk tomorrow, because I just saw something else. Oh, here's some breaking news for you.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
John Thune, that loser Republican senator, is working with Kristen Sinema of Arizona on an amnesty bill already. I swear, I'm not going to blow a gasket here. You know what, Chris? I've decided by the end of this week, we will settle on a name on the male vitality stack box that Chalk has agreed they're going to start sending it to these GOP congressmen for us. We will finish up on a name on it this week, and we're going to start publicly embarrassing these people. One, because it's going to be freaking hilarious, and two, they need to be shamed. I'm so sick of this crap. If you are not in the GOP, but you would like a 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days, go get a male vitality stack, fellas. Ladies, female vitality stack for you. They have tons of natural herbal supplements. Remember, these are all natural herbal supplements. U.S. manufacturing, the most hardcore anti-communist company I've ever worked with in my life. 35% off subscriptions right now. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you that 35% off. Take it for 90 days. Then you email me and tell me how you feel. I love these emails, by the way. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. Of course, it's amnesty time. Of course, a narrow win in the House, didn't even take back the Senate. Of course, the GOP would get together and instead of deciding they're going to go to war for you and go to war for your cultural issues, and go, of course, it's, well, I mean, we can't be a meanie to the illegal immigrants who came here. What will the media say? That's what you get every time. Well, what would the media say? Oh, they all do it. It makes me sick. I mean, all of them. Every single one of them. They all do it all the time. Well, the media would be so mad. What about the left that would be so mad? Jesse, whenever your Franco theory comes up, I have this theory that we're going to have a right-wing dictator rise, by the way. People ask how long before the guy comes. I think it's way off, too, but one possibility could actually be Trump. In the last 2 days, he called for suspending the Constitution, labeled reporters criminals for burying the laptop story. I hate the press as much as anyone. I have no doubt from 2020 to 2022 elections are tainted, but those solutions are dictator type stuff. Trump has seen how deep the rot goes and seems to be quickly ramping up. The system will ramp up too if he's somehow reelected. I know it sounds ridiculous now, but I think how much has changed in the last 6 years. Is it possible 6 years from now at the end of Trump's second Trump term, we're looking at a Franco level backlash? No. Look, you can respect and should respect Donald Trump immensely for being the first of the system disruptors, but Trump is not at all the meanie who's coming. Not at all. Trump still sits down with all the communist reporters who hate him and helps him write books. When they asked Trump just recently, why didn't you fire Fauci? Trump's answer he gave on camera was, oh, the left would have been mad. I'm not making that up. That's what he said. No. He was the first system disruptor and deserves a ton of respect for it. The R. Franco's, I think, decades down the road. I hope so. Look, I'm not looking forward to it. I'm just telling you. It's coming. There's going to be a day those journalists are going to prison or worse. Hang on.
I
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and take heart in this. The people we're up against are deranged nutcases. Listen to this, Congresswoman.
But they've also given us a model to become our own leaders. And let me tell you what it means to me, coming in as a different generation. I remember my middle child waking up with nightmares over concern around climate change.
Yeah, that's because you're a bad parent. That's because you're a psychopath and you're a bad parent. You've taken your mental illness and you purposely put it on your child. Anyway, let's check in with President Poopy Pants.
150 albums sold, among the most ever. And it's true that their music is a bridge between Ireland and America.
That was Biden talking to you too, giving them credit for 150 albums sold. That's almost as many as Deleterious Consequences has sold. Dear Mr., I don't know how to drink whiskey. You know what? That's not very nice. I just wanted to say I listened to Tim Pool's show and you, of course, crushed it. I especially like the part where you sounded like Daffy Duck for about 5 minutes. Appreciate what you do because you know that freedom isn't free. Listen, thank you.
You know, freedom is not free.
Okay, I need to explain this too. As I explained on the show, it all went well until about the end of hour two. He had given me a glass of whiskey. In the end of hour two, I knew the show was wrapping up. I wanted to polish it off, get out of there. So I polished it off, but kind of cleared my throat as I was downing it, which ended up meaning I inhaled the whiskey and my voice kind of went out for a minute or two while I attempted to not pass out. Dear Sergeant Kelly, I was writing today because I overheard some fine Navy lads talking, and they are apparently dropping the high school graduate requirements to a 10 score on the ASVAB. Soon every branch will be eating crayons with your Marines. Listen, thank you. Like, I don't know what you want me to say when it comes to the military stuff. They're destroying it on purpose. And, I mean, this person here is a 4-star admiral. This is Rachel Levine, also known as Richard Dick Levine.
So I encourage all of you to think of yourselves as ambassadors. Ambassadors for science. Ambassadors for compassion. And ambassadors for care. These conversations don't have to...
That's him dressed up like a woman as a 4-star admiral. People aren't joining the military. The people you want to join the military aren't going to join that. They're really not going to join that when you're doing this to them as well.
Do you think that the COVID mandate will change at all? And would that make a difference for you, Mr. Secretary?
You know, the mandate has shown that we know that the vaccines have been effective. It's kept people.
Listen, hold on. Listen to what a lemming the Secretary of Defense is. Listen, he's asked about the vaccine mandate, and immediately he goes into something that almost sounds like he's reading right off the Pfizer box. Oh, well, I mean, what we know is that the vaccines, they're effective.
Do you think that the COVID mandate will change at all? And would that make a difference for you, Mr. Secretary?
You know, the mandate has shown that we know that the vaccines have been effective. It's kept people alive. It's kept people out of the hospital. 98% of our active duty force is vaccinated. And it's played a role in ensuring that, you know, our force is ready.
Where it is having an impact for sure is on recruiting. Where parts of the country, there's still myths and misbeliefs about the backstory behind it. And it's still having an impact.
Myths. Still myths. See, if you have questions about injecting that in your body, you believe in myths. Well, people aren't joining. Well, what happens when you have a recruiting crisis? Because you've run all the normal people out, or not all of them, but you've run so many of the normal people out, and then you can't recruit to the next generation because the next generation doesn't want to get 19 injections. They don't want to serve on the USS Harvey Milk, so they're going to do something else. Well, what happens is you have to find a way to fill up those numbers. You do. It's not like they're going to cut the military budget. Lord knows we can never do that. They have to fill up the numbers. Well, if the people you want aren't joining, but you need people to join, you know where this is going. You know where it's going? Of course they're going to lower the standards. And you know who I feel worse for? I don't feel the worst for me. I'm not going to fight anymore. I'm 41. I feel the worst for all the studs, many of whom are listening to the sound of my voice right now, who are still in. And God forbid they do have to go put themselves in harm's way. They have to do so with some weapons-grade turd to their left and to their right, because we have so destroyed recruiting in this country that we're going to have a military very, very soon full of turds. It's going to be a few studs surrounded by turds, and that sucks, man. I remember reading a book one time. It was a Vietnam book about a guy who'd gone, he chose to do Green Berets, and he was talking about his decision to do the Green Berets because, I mean, they're such a high level. I mean, they're just the elite soldiers, and they're such a high level, and it's so brutal to get into the Green Beret. Just to get in is brutal, and then your life's brutal. And he said, I knew I was going to join the Green Berets when I got to boot camp, and because they put in the draft for Vietnam, yeah, I had some good guys around me, but I had flat-out gangsters and criminals all around me, really, really bad people. And he said, there was no way I was going to go into combat with these losers out there watching my back. I'd rather go through the misery of going to be a Green Beret and making sure that I can handle it. You're going to see that more and more now. And it is, look, it sucks. It is, it sucks, but we can do. It is what it is. It's a sad state of affairs. Jesse, hey, Cheeseball Destroyer says they need help with drag queen story time at the public library. I need help. My town is having a drag queen story time. It's January 6th. Can you tell your devoted listeners to complain and tell them how disgusting this is? Let's blast the library with calls to the point they cancel this nonsense. And then he gives me the name of the library and the phone number. Goes on to say, my wife and I have already fought and had a disgusting book removed from my son's school. We love fighting these commies. Please send the attack dogs on this one. It's okay to use his name. I'm not gonna use his name. I'll tell you what, let me get to this in a second. Let me do something really quickly first. It's hard to fight a lot of these battles. It's hard because it feels like you're constantly bailing water that's always coming into the boat. And I like that you reach out to me for help. And on occasion, I will offer help. Let me say this, though. You have to be willing and able to organize the troops yourself without my help. And it's not that I don't want to put all this filth to a stop so they can stop attacking our kids. If I could put it all to a stop, I would. I know you would too. I don't have that power. You don't have that power. But what you do have, what I know you do have, is this. I know you have friends and family members in your town who think like you do. I know there's a good chance you have social media accounts. I know that you have all the tools at your disposal to flood that library with phone calls. How many times do you think that library has ever showed up to open on a weekday and had 50 angry voicemails? Never. It has never once happened. You can't organize 50 people. You can't organize a protest of some kind. That's what they would do. That's what the communists would do without hesitation. They'd have signs ready. They'd have bullhorns ready. They'd be loud about it. Now, I know that stuff is crappy and it makes people uncomfortable and it makes you uncomfortable. It makes me uncomfortable. I don't like it either. We have got to start organizing on our own. You have got to take charge of your area in your town. I will help where I can, but you have got to do it yourself. You got to own your own area, all right? All right. Now, I'm normally pretty good about warning you ahead of time if there is a deal out there that you need to move a little bit faster on. I've been telling you for quite a while that MyPillow right now is having a special on Giza Dream Sheets. They love doing this around Christmas because Giza Dream Sheets are so popular. You can get them as low as $29.99 right now. I need to point out a couple things. One, they have a 10-day warranty. They always have a 60-day money-back guarantee. They're extending that now. Any order placed between now and Christmas Day, money-back guarantees extended until March 1st. They're giving you these things for months. That's how confident they are. Hurry. Go get a couple sets of Giza Dream Sheets. go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or you can call 800-845-0544.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, and we are going to get to headlines I didn't get to here in just a couple minutes. I just want to circle back again and make sure we keep our eyes on the big deal, because you're going to hear so much about the Twitter files, the Twitter files, the Twitter was exposed. And you see the GOP already out there saying, well, Twitter, I mean, Twitter, I'm gonna, every Twitter employee is going to be called in front of the, why? I get that it's bad. I totally understand that it's bad what Twitter did. Let's do focus on what the Federal Bureau of Investigation is doing.
How do you guys handle things when they're a big news item that's controversial? Like, there was a lot of attention on Twitter during the election because of the Hunter Biden laptop story, the New York Post.
Yeah, we had that too.
Yeah, so you guys censored that as well?
So we took a different path than Twitter. I mean, basically, the background here is the FBI, I think, basically came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, hey, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. There was we thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump that's similar to that. So just be vigilant. So our protocol is different from Twitter's. What Twitter did is they said, you can't share this at all. We didn't do that. If something is reported.
The FBI went to Facebook and Twitter before the release of the story because they are spying on American citizens, and preempted the Hunter Biden story to try to censor it and accomplish the censorship of it in order that Joe Biden could win the presidency of the United States of America. Believe me when I tell you, we have much, much, much bigger fish to fry than Twitter employees. You see, it's one thing for CNN to think like
now,
this.
Now, what some want you to think is that this was censorship by big tech, and that's why the president is saying you should throw out the Constitution because big tech is in cahoots with American democracy. That's what the president thinks. But what it sort of shows is a real struggle at an important platform for how to deal with something so outrageous, so explosive, and what to actually do with it. What Poynter said, which is a media watchdog group, they said... By the way, I love
how any damaging information on a Democrat, man, it really creates a struggle, guys. I want to be responsible here. I don't know what the right thing to do is. Weird. They never seem to struggle with anything that makes the enemy of the communists looks bad.
File the Twitter files under M for meh. And the Washington Post said there's no smoking gun here. We've known a lot of this, but Twitter.
It's one thing for the media to think this way. It's another thing entirely for the Federal Bureau of Investigation to think this way. Please understand, yes, the media is destructive. They are taking part in the ruining of the United States of America. Big tech is no question a big part of that as well. I'm not downplaying that. The danger is that this way of thinking is taking place within the halls of the FBI. The halls of the FBI. It's not just that it's Brian Lotie Stelter. The FBI, they did this.
The FBI is now investigating whether those alleged Hunter Biden emails are actually connected to a larger foreign intelligence operation.
They may be related to a foreign intelligence operation.
Foreign intelligence operation.
Foreign intelligence.
Foreign intelligence.
Foreign intelligence operation.
For all we know, these emails are made up.
The information found on the laptop may be part of a Russian disinformation campaign.
Part of a Russian disinformation effort.
Described by many intelligence experts as having hallmarks.
All the hallmarks of a Russian.
Russian disinformation.
Russian disinformation.
Disinformation campaign.
This is a classic example of the right-wing media machine.
It's one thing for Stelter to think that way. It's another thing entirely for the FBI. Now, before we get to headlines, let me do this really quickly. I got this email earlier today from somebody thanking me about Pure Talk. They canceled AT&T, and they're switching their cell phone provider to Pure Talk. So they also saved about $60 a month, which I love that. And they thanked me for it, talked about how pleasant the Pure Talk people were on the phone and whatnot. Don't you ever thank me for that. Don't you ever thank you. Look, you want to take 10, 20 minutes on the phone and switch your cell phone provider? That's you putting in the work. That's not me putting in the work. You want to stop sending money to these crappy cell phone companies that hate you, and you're going to actually put your money where your morals are and make the switch? Dude, don't thank me. Thank you. Go save a pile of money. Go fund people that love you instead of people that hate you. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Right now. Don't wait. Go right now. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Disney sets date for closing racist Splash Mountain ride. Remember like 2 days ago when Bob Iger said something small, the head of Disney, and we had a bunch of losers on the right and the low TGOP say, all right, we should back off now, guys. Let's not crack down. They're not backing off. It would never occur to them to back off. McConnell caves to Pelosi, Schumer, and allows the JCPA media cartel bailout bill to be included in the defense package. They're rolling this into the defense package. They're going to pass it. They're going to pass it with the help of the GOP. And it's going to be a massive handout to the huge media companies that are ruining this country. And it's going to give people the ability to censor you even more. Why is the Republican Party doing this? Because they hate you more than the Democrats do. They just do it behind your back. We will not save Washington from Washington, D.C. We will save this country locally. Go run for school board. Save your breath yelling about Mitch McConnell and what a loser he is. Go run for school board, city council, run for sheriff, board of supervisors. North Carolina power outages caused by gunfire at the substations. Man, they do things wild in North Carolina. Customer sues TGI Fridays over mozzarella sticks filled with cheddar. You know what? I support this customer. I don't know, Chris. No, don't sell me mozzie sticks and fill it with cheddar. And I'm not anti-cheddar. When I bite into a mozzie stick, it better be mozzie inside of the mozzie stick. It's like you people, Chris, with the mozzie balls that don't even have any mozzarella in them. Mozzo balls? Well, I don't know. It's not my fault you can't say it. Hundreds of Texas churches seek approval to leave the United Methodist Church on Saturday. I don't know anything about the Methodists, but good for you. OPEC to consider deeper oil output cuts ahead of Russia sanctions and proposed price cap. Oh my gosh, that's terrible news. They're gonna cut more oil output? I hope that you're making some basic preparations. That's all I'm gonna say. Basic preparations. You don't have to go crazy. This 2023 is going to be a very rocky year. It is going to be a rocky year. How rocky? I don't know. I hope it ain't that bad, but let's make sure we're prepped, all right? And we'll laugh. I mean, what other choice do we have?
Buenas tardes.
And then we'll Buenas tardes our way out. Keep your chin up, all right? That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.